Pump up the volume on your parenting with Parent Pump Radio. Tune into something different that makes a difference. At Parent Pump Radio, instead of a ripple, we choose to create a splash. Get energized, get inspired, and get informed with how to parent in the new millennium. With your host and parent coach super guide, Jacqueline T.D. Nguyen.
Hi, this is Jacqueline T.D. Nguyen, and we're here to pump up your parenting skills, pump up your knowledge, and pump up your energy. Today, our show is sponsored by MissionsRadio.org. MissionsRadio.org believes all of us have a mission, an assignment, a destiny in this life to carry out a very important cause. So go to MissionsRadio.org, donate to help their cause, and take a listen to all the radio shows they have to offer. And if you're a single mom and live in the Los Angeles area, join us in our meetup group to get support, friendship, and knowledge. The group's name is Best Single Moms of LA South Bay Tribe. And you'll also find the link in our show notes. So we just celebrated Valentine's Day, and it's one of the days out of the year which we celebrate love. Mother's Day is the other day that out of the year that we celebrate all the great moms out there. And every year when these 2 days come around, I always ask myself, why aren't we celebrating and recognizing these 2 days more often? So originally, my plan was to air this show on Mother's Day week. But now, I'm going to give moms a second day of celebration this year and recognize all the inspirational moms out there who work tirelessly every day, all the moms who inspire us to do more and be more, and all the moms who are positively changing themselves, their family, and even their communities. So this show today is dedicated to all the single moms, to all the working moms, to all the stay-at-home moms, just to all the moms out there. Today we have 3 special moms on our show. Well, 4, including myself. So between the 4 of us, we have representation in the single moms category, the married moms, the moms who had kids early in life, the ones that had later in life, the moms who've worked in the corporate world, and moms who are now entrepreneurs. So I'd like to introduce you to our first mom. She is the president and founder of Anne Great. It's a marketing, branding, and events firm that specializes in helping small startup technology companies design unique and unforgettable experiential marketing program. She has over 17 years experience across multiple functions of marketing. She lives in Hermosa Beach with her 21-month-old daughter, Giovanna. And in her free time, she enjoys playing beach volleyball. She travels the world and potty trains Giovanna. And I'd like to introduce you to Andrea Conestrosi. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing great today. Thank you.
How has being a mom and a business owner helped you?
It's actually helped me tremendously. I retired from a 17-year career as a director of marketing and events for small technology companies when my daughter, Giovanna, turned 12 months. And being an entrepreneur and being able to work from home now actually allows me more time to see and spend quality time with my daughter.
Awesome. So our second mom received her Bachelor of Science in Biology from UC Riverside. She's also a magna cum laude, a Phi Beta Kappa. She did all this in 3 years. She's a graduate of UCLA School of Dentistry and received her Master of Science in Oral Biology from UCLA at the same time in 4 years. Wow. She's now a general dentist who owns 2 multi-specialty group practices in Southern California, an author of several books, and the founder of a foundation that's dedicated to providing basic dental care to veterans and families of disadvantaged people. She's also a certified high-performance coach and a mother of 3. And I'd like to introduce you to Dr. Emily Latron. Hi, Emily.
Hi, how are you?
Good. So same question. How has being a mom and having a business changed you?
Well, you know, I think being a mom and having a business is a great blessing because I get the best of both worlds. The world of business, where you get challenged intellectually. You have to manage people. You have to deal with service. And then you go home and you have lovely children who will challenge your patience, challenge your love sometime, and just help you grow emotionally and spiritually. I think to have a business and to be a mom is a great blessing.
I think we all feel the same way. And our last, but definitely not least, our third mom has spent the last 15 years helping individuals prevent disease in all areas of personal and professional life. She now brings her expertise integrating wealth vibration on a holistic body, mind, and soul connection. She's also a number one international best-selling author, the CEO of Living My Best, and the founder of Wealthy and Mommy Homeopathy Academy and the Living My Best Wellness System. She's a single mom with three kids. I'd like to introduce you to Tanya Domani. Hi, Tanya.
Hi, Jackie. So excited to be here today.
I am very excited that we finally were able to get you on the show. So how has having a business and having being a mommy helped you or changed you?
I love that question. So I started my journey as a mom when I was 20, and my son now, my eldest, is 18. And really going back and looking at how I ran my business, and I took the kids along and I managed to multitask and delegate. That's a big thing with me, and be okay to receive help from the outside, and it wasn't embarrassing if I needed help. And also creating an environment where I was able to give that support back to other moms has made it that my son actually says to me now, being at 18, you know, mom, I'm proud of you. And there's nothing more fulfilling than to be proud of my children and to just look back and see all the times that I did what was really in my passion, actually served my children. And seeing how well they're doing now gives me that pat on the back that I did the right thing.
It's always so nice when we get that accolade from our children. It's like we know we did something right. So Andrea has a great life before her kids. When I was talking to her, she traveled the world. So Andrea, what did you do prior to starting And Great?
I've been a director of marketing and events for startup technology companies most of my 17-year career, which is why I was blessed with being able to travel the world and visit a lot of places that I normally would not have been able to.
And then what inspired you to go from that to creating your own business?
I was commuting 4 hours a day with a newborn.
Wow. Did you get a chance to see her?
She was in bed when I left in the morning. She was in bed when I got home. If I wasn't traveling on the weekends, I was able to see her for a few hours on the weekends. It really wasn't what I thought motherhood would be. I knew I needed to make a change. I am not a stay-at-home mom. I knew that I needed to start my own business because I love what I do. I wanted to continue doing it, but I wanted to do it on my own terms so I could see my baby and be a mom. I think it's really important to show my daughter that as a female, you can be a strong, independent woman and have a career and have a family as well.
Absolutely. I'm sure that gives you that sense of individuality and identity when you have your own business.
Absolutely.
Awesome. What do you think your greatest strength is? Going through what you've gone through with before, I know you had your daughter later in life.
I was 40 when I had Giovanna. So my greatest strength is, I think, my patience. Being a 40-year-old with a newborn was definitely a challenge. But also, one of my greatest strengths is just my ability to adapt. I mean, it was very easy for me to give up a full-time job with benefits and open my own business because at the end of the day, I was doing it for Giovanna and myself, and it was a very easy decision to make. I really didn't have another choice.
Okay. Dr. Emily, on your bio that you sent me, you said that you're a certified high-performance coach. Can you tell us what is a certified high-performance coach and how do you help people?
High performance is being able to live to your full potential, to have heightened and sustained level of clarity, energy, productivity, courage, and influence. So those are the main pillars of high performance. So as a certified high performance coach, I have gone through the training. My mentor is Brendan Burchard. His clients are people like Oprah, Ariana Huffington, Usher. So I've gone through the training the first time, and then every year, every other year, you're supposed to go through the whole training again. But what I've done so far is I've done it every year, go through a whole program. All of us are either frustrated or we may be comfortable where we are, right? And what I do is I help people realize that they can fulfill their potential at a higher level. If you're frustrated, I will help you get out of frustration. If you're comfortable, I will challenge you to go to the next level. What's next for you? What we do is we go through a series of sessions where we talk about those main pillars. We have action steps. We have guidelines. And every time when we meet, We'll talk about what you've done the last time and what you're up to right now. We celebrate the wins, what you're exciting about right now. And we talk about things that sometimes you may not want to talk about.
I know you are doing some great things with your foundation. Will you share with us what it's all about and what you're doing now with it?
I came here as a refugee when I was 13. In 1975, the communists took over Vietnam at the end of the Vietnam War. When I came here, I see myself ending in this country sort of as a result of the war. So I have always have a heart for the veterans. And I also received a lot of help when I came here. I came here, my luggage were hope and faith because we didn't know anybody here. We didn't have anything here. We got government support. We go to school. I learned from ESL. I always have that drive that I want to give back to people who are in that position because that's where I came from. So when I started my foundation about a year ago, we want to give free basic dental care to veterans and families of disadvantaged backgrounds. So that's one of the goals. The second one is to give scholarship to new business owners who may have challenges, scholarship and coaching to help them get to the next level. It's all about giving back. And so now I've gone from doing 2 free days of dentistry a year in my offices to every month we do 1 free day of dentistry for veterans and families of disadvantaged background. And in the near future, I like to raise funds to get a mobile unit. So maybe we can go out a little bit further to help people in the other communities.
So if people wanted to help you in whatever way you need help, would they just go to your website then?
Yes, so the website for the foundation is smilechampions.org. They can contact us and we can let them know what are the days that we're doing the free dentistry. And they can just make an appointment and come in and we just serve them. We help them do free basic dentistry. If they need more than the basics, I would reach out to the labs and ask them if they would be able to give the lab work for free or for a very discounted price so we can serve a lot more people.
I want to say thank you for all the work that you do in helping the veterans and the families in need. So Tanya, I know you're so passionate about helping children and creating healthier ways of inoculations and just the wellness side of children. So can you tell the listener and us more about what you do in that field and how you help people?
Sure. So I got into homeopathy when my kids were little. And it was just for me, the passion of what homeopathy did, it totally changed our life. And I'm so passionate. And I've created the Mommy Homeopathy Academy, where a lot of what I'm going to talk about now is just a little bit of what I've put together in this Mommy Homeopathy Home Study Program, where we walk moms step by step, how to prevent unnecessary illness. And I wish, I mean, luckily I found homeopathy when my children were 3 and 4. However, those first few years we would travel and they would get sick and we would feel just so overwhelmed, not being able to predict, like it would be like we would want to go on a getaway and then the kids would come down with something. And it was so hard to see them being miserable. And when I found homeopathy, I was very confused, didn't really understand it. It's a complete different science of its own. Yet the awesome part about it is it's really safe for babies and moms. It's good for you and it boosts your immune system. And I started using it. I had a professional homeopath and I loved it so much that I became certified as a homeopath. And because I was a teacher, I was always teaching in the school. And because of my social personality, everybody would come to me when their kids were sick. It really just unfolded. I wasn't planning on making a business out of it. It just turned out that there was such a demand. And with the homeopathy, pretty much at first, it just started out doing the preventing flus, preventing fevers, natural alternatives. I'm also a doula, so a lot of like natural childbirth with homeopathy. And then I became the supervising homeopath in all of California across the nation and now taking it overseas to do this vaccine alternative program called homeoprophylaxis. And it's been profound. The doors that has opened up to me, it's really opened up not just health, it's really opened up doors of abundance and wealth for me and those I'm honor to work with.
I know when I met you, I was inspired by how knowledgeable you are when it comes to children being sick and not having to run and just get a flu shot, or we have in pharmaceuticals. And I know you've helped me a lot with just all of your vials and I don't know what to call it, but even just emotionally, and that's what I really love. And I'm feeling stressed or something, you've always been there and you're like, okay, this is what you need. And I'm not popping a pill or something. So I want to thank you for doing that for me and just all the moms that you've helped out there.
My pleasure. Yes, it's definitely a tool that allowed me to the satisfaction of being able to help others on the go, on the fly. And it works so efficiently and so quickly that it's definitely been on the giving side. It feels profound to be able to open those doors for people. So you're welcome.
I have a few questions and I'm just going to leave it kind of open. So how do you integrate being a mom and having a career?
This is Andrea. The only way that I'm able to do what I do for my career and for my baby is a nanny. She is a lifesaver. We have no family here. We're from the East Coast. My nanny is my lifesaver. Without her, I would not be able to do what I do. Our entire family is on the East Coast. So it's not like I can say, hey, mom, come over. It's two flights and 10 hours later that she could be here. So nanny, to answer your question.
So I think part of this is just about that statement I always hear, you know, it takes a village to raise a child. I think having a nanny, having family, having people you trust. Emily or Tanya?
So this is Emily. My family is just me and my husband and the kids, and the close family are about an hour away. What we used to do when the kids were smaller is I have a babysitter. What we do between me and my husband is we arrange our schedule where I could go to work as late as I could and he could get out of work as early as he could. So the kids had the babysitter for maybe 5-6 hours. And when the kids were a little bit older, I take them to work. I just make my doctor's office, the little room, into their room. We take a nap in there and we eat lunch together. When they were older, they can go to work still and they do their homework. And so I can kind of keep an eye on them and say hi to them. I think the important thing is to decide what you want to do. And once you make that decision, just don't feel guilty about it. If you already say, I'm going to take the kids to the babysitter, then don't feel guilty about it. Don't, for those hours, just leave the kids there. If you decide to take the kids to work and they cause a little riot, then don't feel guilty about that either, because you chose to bring them there. My kids never cause any riots, but they do walk around the office sometimes. And it's fun because it's more like family. What I would recommend is for the moms out there, once you make that decision, just stay with it. You get the clarity first. What do you want? And once you make the decision, stay with it. Evaluate it from time to time, but don't have those guilt trips.
So the next question I have is, and I want to hear from you, Tanya, as a single mom, what are some of the challenges you face being a working mom and how have you overcome it?
This is Tanya. And as I'm speaking to you, I have one child across the country. I have one in New York and I have my little one who's in school. I think like all moms, I just want to actually certify all moms right now for like multitasking powers. Seriously, there should be a certification and I'll do it. I'll get it through Mommy Homeopathy about like multitasking. And a lot of it has been delegating. And a lot of the work I do, and I do it professionally and I do it in my own life, is really to walk away from that sense of guilt. And because I work specifically with moms for the past 15 years, I was involved with hundreds and thousands of moms every week, specifically with little children. And I can see the successful ones and I can see the ones that are really just not making it. And it's really their guilt behind multitasking, feeling that they need to be 100% for their child. And not to say that that's not okay. I mean, I have a lot of my moms are homeschool moms and they're fantastic and they multitask and that's what they're meant to do. I am not that mom. And for anybody that's listening right now, if you're not that kind of mom and you need to work and you need to take care of your family and you want to live a certain kind of lifestyle, the guilt is really not going to help you. So putting that guilt aside, it's amazing. Like just this weekend alone, I have a seminar I'm co-hosting and taking my daughter with me and she's 8. I get her all cozy, just get her all pumped up. Of course, sometimes she doesn't want to go. And then afterwards, I really treat her we'll do like a day to Disneyland, or we'll do something. And I'll say, you know what? That was because we're a team here and you do stuff for me and I do extra stuff for you, where other kids maybe only go to Disneyland on their birthday. You get to do extra things, or you get this project, or you get something creative. Also, when they were growing up, I always was okay to invest in what I needed to get what I needed done. So sometimes it seems like, oh, we're paying the nanny this much money. And I had a nanny when the little two were little and I had to work. And yes, it was an extra few hundred dollars a week. However, that allowed me to have the sanity to be the best mom. And guess what? I would get promotions at work, because when I would get to work, I would be completely focused. I would be completely energized, where some other moms would come in with their hair half done and the makeup half done and overwhelmed, where the delegating, being okay to ask for help, investing, all of that had helped me. And I continue to teach it to the other moms.
So Emily, I want to ask you this one, because you went to college and you excelled in it. I mean, you finished in 3 years. How old were you when you first started having a family?
I was 28 when I had my first child. I got married when I was 25.
Really? You were going and going and going. And then you started your business. You had your kids. Being a working mom and having the business, having your kids, how has that changed you in a way where maybe if you weren't a mom?
I've been very blessed having the kid early and starting my business early. And you learn to recognize what's most important to you. Especially when you just start a business. You know how when you start a business, everything is about the business. You worry about it. It's like your other child kind of thing. Or sometimes people are single, they say they're married to the business kind of thing.
Yeah.
Does that mean I have twins? This is Andrea.
In a way, we do.
But it really depends on what you want to do with your life. When my mom passed away when I was 8, and when I left my country at the age of 13, I left my dad and I never saw him again. I was in shortage of love, because I came here with my aunt and she's very loving. We want to have a family and we don't want to be separated. We want to be together. We want to count every moment to make all the moments special.
So now, Andrea, you had Giovanna when you were 40. You had the life of a single person before that. How has it changed you? Do you feel like you gave up anything? Do you feel like you're missing something?
I have no regrets at all. In fact, I feel like I was 40 and I'm like, okay, what haven't I done yet? I've lived in other countries. I have a great education. I've worked for some amazing companies. What is there left to do? Oh, I haven't had a baby. I feel blessed that I was able to have a child at 40 who's healthy and happy. And I have absolutely no regrets, because I got all the partying and the traveling and the single lifestyle out of my system. In fact, when you're 40, I don't know, like I was like, okay, this is boring to me now. I don't feel like going out to the club anymore. I have zero regrets, and everybody's different, but in no way was I prepared to be a mom at 20 or at 30 or at 38. But at 40, yes, I was.
This next question is for all three of you. So who or what inspires you to do what you do and be who you are?
Okay, so this is Tanya. Number one, Jackie, I just really want to acknowledge you. You really inspire me. And I have to say, I'd probably say you, even if it wasn't your radio show. You, especially in the past 2 years, as I've been going through my divorce and moving, you just like, meet this one and meet that one, and being such a good friend and opening your home, and really that character of a true, awesome, amazing, inspired woman yourself, that, you know, at the hardest times when I thought like, that's it, like I can't take it anymore, you continue to inspire me and make me feel just motivated again. And really, really, that's amazing through times of challenge. So you definitely inspire me, and I really thank you. And I'm so excited about this new meetup that you made. And part of why you inspire me so much is because I really value community. And to me, community and friendships really, really inspire me. And I'm like a mix of an extrovert and an introvert, yet I'm just all about community. And what I noticed going back in my past 15 years, the times I was not inspired was times where I thought I was all alone. And I just started creating my own circles, like my own woman circles and Reiki circles. And when I created Mommy Homeopathy, even though it was virtual over the phone, creating that time where we got together and knowing that we're not alone, if I was receiving it or whether I was part of something else, that truly inspires me. And then, of course, what's awesome about community is that you can do things that you love together. So yes, you go hiking and yes, you go swimming. And for me, that's just been key in the fact that yes, my children are really important, yet I need to continue every day to be an inspired mom. And something that I do on the side, which I really, really recommend, is I belong to really high-end gyms all the time. And it's an investment I make for myself. And for me, just having that spa getaway setting rejuvenates me and then gives me the ability, because I need the mix of like the extroverted and the introverted stuff. So between all the community and the self-care, I can continue to be inspired for myself and therefore be the best mom and be the best businesswoman I can possibly be.
Oh, thank you for sharing that. And thank you for allowing me to inspire you. So Emily, what or who inspires you to do what you do and be who you are?
Well, the one person that inspired me the most up until I fully launched my professional career would be my aunt. She was mom and dad, because when I left the country, I left with her. And when she came here, she took care of 10 of us. The youngest one was 5. The oldest one, he was already married when he came in. He was in his early 20s. And then you just count between 5 and 20. Because we come from different families. It was cousins and her own kids. And she's always on the go. She's always sacrificing herself for all of us. She even gave up her career to stay home so she can take care of us. Because when we came here, she could have gone back to school and tried to start her career again. But that would mean she won't be home to take care of us. She made a decision to give up her career. So I always appreciate that. So I thought on my professional career, I have mentors that I learned from. One of my mentors right now is Sharon Lecter. She's a grandma. She's a mom. She's a global trailblazer. When you have somebody that you can look up to and then you look at that person and you know you can try to go to that next level, that's always an inspiration and a blessing.
Yes, I agree. Thank you so much, Emily. Andrea?
I think Giovanna is my biggest inspiration because she's so small and she's so innocent and she doesn't know what this world is all about. And it's up to me to teach her and for her to learn from me. And everything I do it for her.
And I'm going to answer that question too, because my children, I agree with you, Andrea, my inspiration, my mother inspired me to be a great mom, and watching my kids and actually like learning from them. I feel like they're my teacher so much. They make me want to do better and to be better. And so every day, whatever I do, I'm always thinking, how do I live up to that expectation to be inspiring? So we're running out of time, but I know that Tanya has something to give away. So I wanted to give her an opportunity to talk about what she wants to offer.
Awesome. Thank you. I have something I'm doing that I'm very, very, very excited about. And during this time, I'm offering for the first 5 people that text me, I'm offering a complete evaluation. It's called the Clarity, Confidence, and Cash Reading. And basically, during this half an hour, I'll be able to look at where you are in your life and how you can possibly remove certain blockages and what you can do to get on your way to creating more clarity, confidence, and cash into your life. So my number is 516-510-8774. And you can text me and let me know with the code of Pump Radio and your name, and then I'll know. And the first 5 people to do that, I can offer them this session free, and it's valued at about $300. So it would be my honor to give back to the listeners here. I love what Jackie does and everything she's doing, and I would love to take time out of my busy schedule to offer that gift to your listeners.
Awesome. So all of the information with everyone's website and email address will be in the show notes. But just to tell you guys, Andrea's website is and great.net. Dr. Emily's website is Dr. Emily Latron, and the doctor is a DR, emilylatron.com. Tanya's website is livingmybest.org. We'll also include her phone number that she just told us, along with the code. Thank you, the three moms, you guys, for being here today.
Thanks for hosting.
You're welcome. And thank you, all the listeners out there. Have a wonderful week. We will talk to you soon.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Go to parentpumpradio.com and click on the pink box on the top of our homepage to listen to our new and archived shows, which are featured on missions with an S, radio.org. To be instantly notified of new episodes, subscribe to our RSS feed. The RSS feed button is located at the top of the page where all our shows are featured on missionsradio.org. And after listening to the show, go to parentpumpradio.com or our Facebook page to leave your comments, questions, and topic suggestions. And while you're at our website, sign up to receive a free gift. Until next time, have a wonderful week.